Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Aleph. I'm excited about Shabbos. Shabbos is coming. And I'm going to have many guests by my Suda, or I have many Talmidim coming to hear a drasha. There's a problem. I need a place for them to be able to come. Perfect. I have over here a storage room, but the storage room is full of baskets of straw or produce. Can I move them on Shabbos to make place for my Shabbos guests or for the Talmidim that are coming to hear the drasha? And the answer is, being that it's a Dvar Mitzvah, I can. Otherwise, we would say that it's considered an unnecessary tircha, an unnecessary burden on Shabbos. Let's see our Mishnah. Mefanin, we may clear away afilu arba v'chamesh kupais. Afilu arba, even four v'chamesh or five kupais, boxes, shel tevin, of straw, v'shel tfu, or produce. Mepnei ha'archim, to make room for the guests. When the Mishnah says four or five, does it mean dafka four or five? Well, there's a machlokes about this in the Gemara. The Batanura explains the Mishnah that it's lav dafka. It could be even more. As long as it is mepnei ha'archim, because of guests, to make sure that they have place to sit, or mipnei bitul beis hamedrash, or to avoid bitul Torah, in other words, to make sure there's room for the Talmidim that are coming to hear the drasha, no problem. Literally, but not a storage house. What does this mean, not a storage house? The Batanura explains, it's okay to clear away baskets, as long as you don't clear away the entire storehouse. What's the problem? We don't want you to reveal the floor. You shouldn't reveal the floor. What's wrong with revealing the floor? Well, you're going to look at it and say, oi, it's uneven. And you're not going to chop, and you're going to start evening it out. So Mimela, the Mishnah says, Avaloyasa Oitzer, you can't empty out the entire Oitzer. You have to leave like one layer at the bottom. Now the question is, what types of food can we clear away? Zok the Mishnah weiter. Mefanan, you can clear it away. Truma tahira. Truma is what we separate to give to the Kayin. We're talking about truma here that is tahar, so a Kayin can eat it, even though it's the Yisrael that's doing it. And the Yisrael can't eat truma, but as long as it's fit for a Kayin, it's okay. It's the kind of food that could be moved on Shabbos. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Udamai. Maybe you remember from Perik Bey's Mishnah Zion. Demai is produce that belonged to or was purchased from an Ama Aretz. When the Rabbanim saw that many of the Amiratzim weren't so careful with the halachis of Maisris, they made a gzeira. They said, any produce that is purchased from Amiratzim can't be 100% trusted. You have to take off certain Maisris. Now, this doesn't mean that all of the Amiratzim didn't take off Maisris. As a matter of fact, most of them did. So there's no chiyuv min ha-toira to take off demai. But because some didn't, so the Rabbana said, we want you to take some maestras again, just in case. And before you do it, the tefuah that you purchase from the Aretz is called demai. But because it's only a gzeir and it's only a kind of precautionary measure, so the Rabbana said, we're not going to be so strict with this. For example, if someone is poor, he doesn't have to take off maestras again. Now, that means that a poor man can purchase produce from an Am Haaretz and eat it without taking off Maestras. And technically speaking, if a person wanted to, he could say that his Nechasim are Hefker, and he's poor. If I say, okay, I give up whatever I own, so I'm technically poor then. And Mimela, I would be able to eat Demai. So because there's even this remote possibility of somehow being able to eat Demai, so on Shabbos we say it's okay. You can clear it away. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. And again, we continue the list of things that you can take away on Shabbos to make room for those guests or the Talmidim. U'maisa Rishon Shenitl Trumasai. Now, Maisa Rishon goes to the Levi. And we already took off Truma, so it's fine. We gave Maisa Rishon to the Levi. We gave Truma to the Kayin. So why does the Mishnah even have to tell me this? It's perfectly good food. You just told me I can clear away food. So there must be some catch over here. There must be a chiddush in the Mishnah. there must be something wrong. And despite that, we say, well, it's not wrong enough. It's still okay that you should be able to take it away on Shabbos. So therefore, the Gemara teaches the word this way. Umayser Rishon. We're talking about the Maaser Rishon that I gave to the Levi, Shenit L'Trumasai. And the Levi did what he was supposed to do. As soon as he got that Maaser Rishon, he took off Truma and gave it to the Kayan. But what wasn't done? I never gave Truma to the Kayan. If I have produce, I'm supposed to give Truma to the Kayan. I'm supposed to give Maaser Rishon to the Levi. The Levi then has to take off Truma's Maaser and give it to the Kayan. We missed the first part. And that's because the Levi came running over here. And he took his Maaser before the grain was threshed. Now, before threshing, there's no obligation yet to separate Truma. When does my Chiv, the take of Truma, start? Only after the threshing. Only after it's stored, after it's Nesmarech Bekari. That means you pile it up nicely, it's all done. The Levi, because he took it earlier, took it before I actually had a Chiv to give Truma. So even though no original Truma was given to the Kayin, but it's Mutar B'Yachila because the Chiv never set in. You're not supposed to do it this way. You're supposed to wait until it's piled up. And I'm supposed to give the Truma to the Kayin and then the Maaser to the Levi. But after all is said and done, it's still Mutar B'Yachila, and therefore you can move it on Shabbos. Well, Maaser Sheini V'Hegdish, Maaser Sheini or Hegdish, and Ivdu, that was redeemed. Now, what's Maaser Sheini? Well, in the first and second year after Shemitah, as well as the fourth and fifth year after Shemitah, you have to give Maaser Rishon to the Levi, and Maaser Sheini is you separate the Maaser, supposed to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. And if it's too hard to schlep wagons and wagons of produce to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it for money and take the money to Yerushalayim. And Hegdish is something that you gave to Hegdish. Hegdish means, you know, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and I want to be able to redeem it. Of course, there are different types of Hegdish, not everything could be redeemed. We're not going to get into it now, but if you take produce and give it to Hegdish, you could redeem it. And once you redeem it, then you can use it, right? So if I have Maaser Sheini Peiros that have to be taken to Yerushalayim, if I redeem it, that means that the Kedusha went off onto coins, and the produce is no longer Maaser. The same is true for Hegdish. The Kedusha goes off onto the money, and this produce is no longer Hegdish. So the Mishnah is obviously not talking about a simple case of where I took Maaser Sheini and Hegdish and redeemed it properly. Because then the food that's left over is regular food. Of course, you can move it on Shabbos. So again, there must be a catch over here. It must be something was not done right. And the answer is, we're talking about a situation where he didn't add the Chaymish. You see, when the owner redeems Maaser Sheini or Hegdish, you have to add a fifth. So while the Bailam did redeem it with the Karen means, let's say, the fruit was worth $1,000, so we redeemed it for that amount of coins, but we didn't add the fifth. So even though we did something wrong over here, because you're supposed to add a fifth, and he has an obligation to still do so, but it doesn't prevent the redemption to take effect. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though he only redeemed it with the Karen, the Etzem amount of the money, and not the fifth, we still say, this produce is okay, and therefore you can handle it on Shabbos. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, you know what else you can remove? That Turmis Hayovish, dried termice. What is termice? It's a kind of plant. It has stalks of variously colored flowered clusters. Now, here's the thing with this kind of plant. When they're dried, at least some people can eat it. The fresh ones are so bitter, no one can eat it. But the dried ones, if you have no choice, you can eat it. And they shul maichol yaniyim, it is food for the poor that can't afford anything else. Now, even the dried ones are so bitter that an ordinary person wouldn't eat it until it's cooked 7 times. But a poor person, if you have nothing else to eat, you'll eat whatever you have. You know, if someone is used to the best of foods, they'll say, oh, I need a chocolate-covered cupcake with cream. But if you're hungry, you'll eat anything. And the term Sayavish was food for people that were poor. And that's why we're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Okay, so those were the things that you're allowed to move. What are the things that you're not allowed to move? Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Avaloyas HaTevel. Tevel is produce that Trumas Yemaisos weren't taken from it. But again, so obviously, why would the Mishnah have to tell me that? There must be a catch here the other way. Just like in the previous case, when we said about Ma'aser Rishon, Shnitzel Trumasi, we said it can't be 100% done properly, or else why does the Mishnah have to tell it to me? There has to be a catch, that even though it's not so good, but by the Avid, you can still eat it, therefore you can move it on Shabbos. So here we have to come from the other direction. Clearly the Mishnah is not telling us just about plain produce that you didn't take off Trumasi Ma'aser. I would know that you can't move that on Shabbos. So it must be over here that there's a catch in the other direction, that a little bit was fixed, but it's still not good enough. So what are we talking about here? What kind of tavel are we talking about over here? If it's regular tavel, it's obviously muktzeh, as explained. So in this case, we're talking about something which really wasn't mechuyev min ha-toira in Maestros, because it was grown in a pot that didn't have a hole in it, in atzis she'en an akiv. And that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, it's only tevel midrabanan. So I would think, no, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. But the answer is no. It may only be tevel midrabanan, but there's still no heter to eat it, whether it's midrabanan or midraisa. And therefore you can't move it on Shabbos. Vayter, says the Mishnah, v'loy ma'isa rishon sh'loy nitla trumasa. So again, are you telling me that we have over here Maaser that was given to the Levi, that no Truma was taken from it? So of course it's not good. There has to be some Chiddush over here why I would have thought that it's not Muktzah. And the answer is that here we're talking about a situation where again the Levi came running and he grabbed, or somehow I gave him the Maaser Rishon before I gave Truma to the Kayin. The problem is that over here the Levi took it after the whole process was finished, after the threshing and the storing. So now the obligation for me to be Mafresh Truma had already taken effect. And therefore it's not enough for the Levi just to give the Truma Smeiser, the Truma that he's supposed to give on his Meiser. He has to give the original Truma that goes to the Kayin. And if he doesn't, you can't eat this, and therefore you can't handle it on Shabbos. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, weil es Meiser Sheini vehegdish, neither can you move Meiser Sheini or Hegdish Shaloi Nivdu that had not been redeemed. So once again, if it totally wasn't redeemed, of course it's Muktzah. So what's the Chiddush? Why would I have thought that it's good? And the answer is, they were redeemed, but it wasn't redeemed properly. For example, you're supposed to redeem the Meiser Sheini for money. That's the whole point. Instead of schlepping wagons and wagons of fruit to Yerushalayim, I just take money. The Kedusha goes off to Paris onto the money. I bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then I buy things in Yerushalayim. But you're supposed to use official coins. He used a coin that had no picture on it. It wasn't a coin, it was just like a piece of metal. Actually, you can say it wasn't a coin at all. It was just a round piece of metal. So even though it may have value, but the Torah says, no, only on money. As far as the Hegdish is concerned, he redeemed it, but the problem was he redeemed it with karka, with land. And the Torah says, no, that it has to be davar hanitin miyad liyad. You cannot redeem Hegdish with land. And therefore, it's as if it was not redeemed at all. Vayter zok the Mishnah, what else can't you move? Alayas haluf. Haluf is some type of a bean, or some say it's a species of onion. Either way, no one can eat it when it's raw. Even the cow or the axe is going to twitch its nose and it won't eat it. It's not even royal amichel behema. Alayah chardel. Chardel is mustard. Now, this refers to a certain kind of mustard, which is fit only for certain types of birds. And if those birds aren't common over there, then the mustard is considered muktzah. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel matir b'luf. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is matir to move the luf on Shabbos and they shul Michael Arvin, because it's food for the ravens. Zakta batanura. There are rich people that used to raise ravens for pets. Okay, let's do a quick chazara in our Mishnah. We learned you can clear away even 4 or 5 baskets of straw or peiris to make room for guests, if it's a dvar mitzvah. If not, we don't want you to be Isaac and tircha on Shabbos, an extra tircha. So what would be a dvar mitzvah? A place for your friends to come and you want to chazar with them Shabbos afternoon, listen to a shir, a place for archim. Avoloyas ha'oitzer. Loyas ha'oitzer, do you remember what that means? Can't clear it all the way to the bottom where you see the earth, because we're scared. Ooh, let me straighten this out a little bit, and That would be a malacha on Shabbos. You know which malacha that would be for straightening out earth? It would be included in chayrish, plowing. Is he plowing? The answer is, anything that's done to fix earth could be considered plowing. We also learned in the Mishnah that the type of food has to be something that you could eat. At least you can eat it b'di'evet. Or at least something that someone can eat, even if you can't eat it, like truma tahira. The kain can eat it, even though you can't. Or demai, that's what you buy from Amaretz. There's a possibility, technically speaking, of a person being mafkir his nechasim, and therefore he's a poor person, and a poor person does not have to be mafrish any extra maestris when it comes to tefuah from Amaretz. As long as there's even a remote possibility of being able to eat it, it's okay. Then we learned a bunch of things that may have not been done right, but they've been done right enough that at least you're allowed to eat it, like Maisa Rishain, the Trumas Maisa was taken from it, but no real Truma was taken from it, meaning not the original Truma that's supposed to go to the Kayan. But it's not such a problem because the Levi took it before it was nicely stored up, and therefore there was no Chiv yet for the original Truma. Maisa Rishaini and Hegdish that were redeemed, even though they weren't redeemed 100% properly, because the Bialim didn't give the extra fifth that they're supposed to when they redeemed their own Maisa Sheni or Hegdish, but Lemaisa, you're allowed to eat it. Different type of plants that are dry, people may not like to eat it, but poor people will eat it. If you're hungry, you'll eat anything, so it's okay. What can't you move? Tevel, even though it's Tevel Midrabanan, because it grew in a pot that has no hole in it. Or Maisa Rishon Shaloi Nitla Trumasai, and this means that the Levi came and took the Meiser after it was piled up and before we separated Truma Gedayla. So even though he separates his Truma's Meiser afterwards, but it's missing the Truma Gedayla, and there already was a Chiyah because the Levi took it only after it was piled up. Meiser Sheni and Hegdish that was not redeemed, even though he tried to redeem it, but he didn't do it right. He did it with metal that has no picture on it, or the Hegdish he did on Karka. And finally, toward the end of the Mishnah, we learned that luf, which is either a kind of bean or onion that no one eats, or a type of mustard, which was only fit for doves, and doves weren't common over there, can't move those. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the luf is okay because ravens eat it, and Ashirim raise ravens. But we said that the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma who rules that only food that is fit for common beasts and birds could be handled on Shabbos.